Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for giving us life and life abundance and giving us Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. And thank you that our sins have been taken away as far as the east is from the west. And we can now know you. You're the pearl of great price, the pearl that contains every other pearl, because you're the name above every name. And so you are ruling and reigning to bring about your kingdom, bring about the will of the Father, the leading of the Holy Spirit for us this day and every day. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 14, verse 1 to 11. At that time Herod, the Roman ruler over Galilee, heard reports about Jesus. He told his officials, "This man has to be John the Baptizer, who has come back from the dead. That's why he has this power to work miracles." For Herod had earlier arrested John for confronting him for taking the wife of his brother Philip. He had John thrown into prison and placed in chains because John had repeatedly said to him, "It's not legal or proper for you to be married to Herodias, your sister-in-law." So Herod wanted John dead, but he was afraid of the crowds who flocked to John because they considered him to be a prophet. During Herod's birthday celebration, the daughter of Herodias danced before Herod and all his distinguished guests, which greatly pleased the king. So he said to her in front of them all, "I give you my oath, ask of me anything you wish, and it will be yours." Because she had been instructed by her mother, she said, "I want the head of John the Baptizer here on the platter." This grieved the king, but because of his oath in front of all his guests, he had John beheaded in prison. They brought in his head and displayed it to her on a platter, and she then had it shown to her mother.
So, just a cesspool of deception and wickedness. And this is the world we're in. You know, these kings, these demonic kings and priests, as just carried on, and their deception is here. And so the only escape is looking to Jesus. In finding Jesus, we find the Father, we find the life that is from above, kingdom realities, as we've just gone through the previous chapter, where we just see those are the realities we've got to press into. And just going back to the sound foundation again of the Greeks, they wanted to see Jesus. And in actual fact, we know the Father wants to see the way, the truth, and the life that was demonstrated in Jesus and is now available in Jesus on this earth. And so when the Greeks were looking for Jesus, Jesus said, "It's time for me to be glorified." And praise God, he is glorified. He's ruling and reigning in righteousness. And now the Spirit of God is there to lead us to our part in the kingdom of God. There's a part of the river, the part of the Spirit, where it has got our names written on it. And that's what we got to partake of. And that's why we stay in tune with our Lord now through the Spirit, through the love for his word, through hearing his word and putting his word into practice day by day. That's what it's all about. As Jesus said to the Greeks, unless the seed falls into the ground, it will remain alone. But if it falls into the ground and dies, it will bear much fruit. That has happened. Jesus has paid for sin, the evil, to be taken out of the way. And we can now come into the kingdom. And we are now in the kingdom. And it's now about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so he says there, in that same passage in John 12, he says, "Forget the world, leave the world, forsake this demonic chitter chatter, looking at evil, speaking about evil, wasting words, wasting time, and turn to Jesus." There's no time to play around anymore. The times of Noah was a time where Noah and his family were looking to their God, preparing the ark, preparing, doing the good things that was necessary to save them and their household. And that's what it's all about now as well. We're going to look to our Lord, listen to our Lord, fellowship with him. And as we in fellowship with him, as we're doing this morning, and we put it into practice, go into the day conscious of the Lord, we follow Jesus. And when we follow Jesus and we serve him in this way, day by day, not part-time, full-time, beautiful, his word goes on. He says, the Father will honor those that serve me in this way. So arise and shine. There's no time to play around, no time for games, no time for chitter-chatter, no time for darkness. It's time for light. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.